This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to all of you boys and girls who are out there, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, especially fathers, though. Jennifer Horn is not anybody's father. Jay is not either. But I am. And so today is a celebration of bad dad jokes. Have we all experienced a dad joke? Or two or three or four? Or maybe a thousand?
We work here with you, sir.
Okay, then, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick.
Oh, very good.
Nice,
oh,
Jay.
Right there.
Why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
Because they have a hole in one.
There you go. Two.
That's good.
What's the best time to go to the dentist?
I got this one. 2:30.
2:30.
We're 3-3.
Well, we're quite the tag team here, guys.
Wow. Yes, very good. Ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says,
"We don't serve food here."
Okay. Well, I think we've had enough. Yes, no, or no? Wait a minute. Let me try to find one more.
Somebody.
What did? Wait a minute. I asked my dog, "What's 2 minus 2?"
2 minus 2. What's 2 minus 2? I don't know. This could be a tough one.
He was right. He said nothing.
Yeah.
I could spend the whole half hour doing
yada,
this.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, 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 yada. All right, so that's enough of bad jokes today. Authorities in Oregon say a man emptied his family's shared bank accounts before throwing thousands of dollars in cash onto a local highway.
Oh.
I suppose this could be considered good news and bad news.
Depends on if you're the guy throwing or the person catching.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or the rest of the family of
the
that
family.
Bank account.
Right, exactly. State police in Oregon say the man has been identified as Colin McCarthy. Tossed the money out of his car on Interstate 5. He's from Eugene, Oregon.
All I can catch is a rock from a dump truck. Like, how is this?
Right, I know.
How do we not get the
cash
guy?
We're on the air up in Eugene, so what about it, Eugenione? What do they call people living in Eugenites, right? Eugenians? Eugenians, probably. So they had a big time was had by all there. And the people who stopped to grab the money, you got to consider this is Interstate 5, which is probably the busiest highway on the West Coast, right? It's you're if you're on the 405, which is an outgrowth of the 5, or any of the 5, or any of these, the 101 goes up and down the coast as well. It is very dangerous all hours of the day and night. So I'm trying to figure out who is smart enough or dumb enough or lucky enough to be able to jump out of their car, grab the money, and jump back into their car before they got run over.
Mm-hmm.
Right? $200,000 this guy took from the bank accounts and just threw it on the highway.
Wow.
And
do you know what, like, motivated him to do this?
He was doing well and wanted to bless others.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he genuinely had some good motives. He just didn't check with the rest of the family who are part of that joint bank account.
Uh-huh. See you later, alligator. All right, anyway. So let's see what else we have here that is there's a lot of talk about this shoot up. I'm trying on Mondays not to do the weekend death report, but there are a lot of people that are talking about this. 4 people killed, 20 injured, a shootout during a sweet 16 birthday party. Now what's going on there that you go in with a gun and you shoot it up? This is a birthday party. Sweet 16 birthday party. teenagers celebrating in the dance studio in Tuscaloosa. That's where they had the party. A local grandmother was telling some of the news media that her grandson was killed in the shooting while celebrating his sister's sweet 16 birthday party, and there were three others who died as well. All for what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, think about it. 20 people injured in this shooting. It seems senseless when you get back. What is? This is a bunch of high schoolers, right?
And it's so important that they have to take that step.
Yeah, right. So and who's angry because they weren't invited or whatever the heck it is that makes this breathtakingly stupid. Woman was found dead inside of her car in North Carolina at a car dealership. She went to sleep in the car weeks ago and never woke up.
What?
She was in a dealership in North Carolina. She was there for several weeks. The car dealership actually, I shouldn't laugh about this, but they were checking out their cars. And so the department was called. They went in. They located this woman's body inside the car. She died, they said, at least several weeks ago. She'd gone to sleep in the car and never woke up. So, I don't know, is that a lesson to you? The car wasn't running.
There? I don't know. This was a used car dealership. And apparently they just hadn't checked their vehicles in that length of time.
Mm. But wouldn't she start to smell?
Yeah, but if there's nobody around to smell it, it's kind of like the tree in the forest. If there's nobody there to hear the tree, right? Nobody there to smell it. Okay, let's get to SpaceX. They're going to launch the big rocket Starship. SpaceX. This is a huge stainless steel rocket that could one day carry people to the moon and Mars and beyond, but it hasn't flown yet. So it has to fly first. This is another Elon Musk deal, right?
Yes.
And I would bet it's all over Twitter. What do you bet? Yes?
The SpaceX handle for sure is giving the live updates. They're expected to take off in less than an hour.
Yep. Big stuff.
That's pretty cool. I know.
400 feet tall. And it's made of stainless steel, which is not really the usual choice. Because the reason they did it, remember when American Airlines planes were not painted, they just had a red and blue stripe around the planes, and they weren't there was
how
no paint
was that?
On them. Oh, that what do you mean, how long ago was that? That was in your lifetime. Yeah, I started. Let's see, when was it that I started exclusively using American, or pretty exclusively using when I was in Florida? That would have been in the 80s, so it would have been at that time, maybe a little earlier. The reason that they didn't paint their planes is because painting the planes added about 400 pounds. The paint weighed about 400 pounds, and that was an extra expense because 400 pounds, when you're at 35,000 feet, it's that much more to propel. So that's why they didn't put the paint on this rocket. Same reason. They don't want to have the extra weight when the rocket is heading for whatever its destination is. So anyway, a lot of engines on this thing, a large number of rocket engines that will fire at the same time. The shuttle, I think most of them that's gone up heretofore, the most I can remember is like three. Well, the shuttle had three. I think that the Atlas had four, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, so this thing is a huge, it's counterintuitive when you look at it, right? Thinking about the whole business of how you get all that weight to get up, to go off, and go up straight. What does it take? What kind of human brain power, and I suppose at this point maybe computer power, and who knows, maybe artificial intelligence power, to get these things up? I don't know about you.
I think
Jennifer,
it all started with that Art Linkletter chair, you know, that propelled people out of their seat. You remember that one? And then I think Elon Musk took that technology and just built on it, is what I think.
Yeah, that could be. Listen. But seriously, on the artificial intelligence, how much of this are you talking about on your morning program at KRLA, Jennifer?
We talk about it a little bit, but mostly I'm finding that this is in my private circles what people are talking about, just how insanely smart and sophisticated. I had, I think I told you guys over this past weekend, I went to a Little League game for my cousin's daughter, and I was talking with her husband, who is a, he does all kinds of creative website design, logos, and that sort of thing. And he says that in 15 years, AI is going to be running every business. You're going to have businesses helmed by one person, and they'll have AI do everything else. He said it's already happening. And so much so that when we were talking about just doing some redesign on a website that I have, he's like, yeah, I put it in, and it said that this is going to be your best practice for setting up your design, and this is what it should look like. And it tells you all that. I mean, this, the algorithm, the artificial intelligence is already so strong. I can only imagine what it's going to be like in a couple of years. And it's scary because it takes away the need for human thought. And it, they can outthink us. That's the weirdest
part. Well, and when things fail, we forget how to function. We already see that a lot of times with just GPS and navigation, or you go to call somebody who used to have their phone number memorized, but you're so used to just pulling it up on the dial, and then all of a sudden you forget how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jennifer, let's talk about Balance 7, shall we? You want to talk about Balance 7? I like talking about Balance 7 because our conversations are always balanced. Get it? So you started talking about this actually on the air before I did, in terms of the balance that this product gives you, balancing the acid and alkaline.
Well, here's
in your
the problem that I
body.
Was having, and you'll like, you'll probably go, oh, you, I told you you shouldn't be drinking so much coffee, but
that's right.
You know, I'd start the mornings early with you, like 3, 4 a.m., right? And then I'd drink a cup of coffee, and then I would go do my morning show, and I'd drink another few cups of coffee, and then by noontime, I was feeling like I had a sour stomach. It was just too much. Ugh, you know how that feeling is.
Yep.
And so I was talking to my dad, and he's like, well, I've tried this product, Balance 7. I really like it. You should try it. So I tried it, really kind of skeptical that it was going to work, and it was, like, instantly better. And they'll say that you'll feel better in 3 days' time. If you're taking it for, like, sour stomach or that, you know, that it, like,
feel it
feeling
right
of
away.
Digestion or something, I find that it is going to work for you probably after that first sip. Three sips a day is what they tell you, morning, afternoon, and evening. And you just you feel better. It's amazing.
800-793-9039. Take Jennifer's advice. Get on to Balance 7, 800-793-9039.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Doug and Jay, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. Go to 800, you have to go to pick up the phone and dial 800-PROGRESSIVE, or go online to progressive.com, if you will. Okay, so this is our time to discuss social media trending items from celebrities, like the release of the Kenny Rogers album, which is going to feature unreleased songs. Kenny Rogers has been dead for 3 years, believe it or not. 3 years ago, he was 77 when he died, and so his wife, whose name is Wanda, that was my mother's name, not a lot of women named Wanda around, she has announced that this is a category of things that were recorded, but never really, they haven't really found an ear or two. We'll find out more about what the contents are right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between.
I love this song.
We be wrong.
So apparently this is Dolly and Kenny Rogers in a song that went to number one on the country charts, on the pop charts. It was everywhere and did so well, deservedly so. So apparently this album that's coming out has a new collaboration, or one that was never released with Dolly Parton. It's called Tell Me What You Love. That's going to be heard on this album with a bunch of other songs that were previously recorded. I don't think that there is... Are there any? He had a lot of Christmas music. I remember seeing him on concert, on tour, And it was Christmas time. He used to like to do a Christmas tour.
Yeah, his Christmas album was really the most recent thing, I think, that he put out as far as studio albums in, like, the last decade or the decade before his death. And the album, this album coming out, it's called Life is Like a Song. It hits June 2nd, and in addition to the previously unreleased songs that nobody's heard, he also has some covers. Like, there's one that he sings At Last, which Etta James did. I mean, this is going to
be... I Wish You Would Rain by the
album.
Temptations. Yeah, it'll be good. And he died, he was 81. I thought that was kind of, you know, it was March 20th, 2020 when he died. So, if you're a Kenny Rogers fan.
Natural causes. He was in hospice care.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you'll enjoy this. A lot of good music in there. I was always a Kenny Rogers fan from when he was the lead singer of the First Edition back in the 1960s. I think it was one of the first songs I played as a disc jockey. Now, here's something that also is floating around on social media. There is a lot of focus on a crash at a coffee shop. And it's all over, the video is all over podcasts and social media. Two men didn't get hurt, but their car crashed into a coffee shop. They were recording a podcast as they were driving. So that's why it's on the podcast or in the podcast. But
yeah, the two podcasters were patrons to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
When the car came crashing in.
The end of that. Okay, 28 after on Good Day.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy spoke at the New York Stock Exchange yesterday and warned of the debt ceiling showdown between the House and President Biden. McCarthy claimed Biden is unwilling to work toward a solution.
We are now $31 trillion in debt. That's more the entire economy of America.
Top Senate Republicans signaled widespread opposition within their conference to temporarily replace Senator Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republicans claim temporarily replacing a senator on a committee is a virtually unprecedented action. Senator John Cornyn from Texas says he doesn't think there is an appetite on Republican side to help what they consider to be controversial or unqualified nominees to get confirmed. It is Tax Day, America. If you're mailing it in, make sure to do so before midnight. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
That song's called Brick House. And it is exactly what you think of me.
She's mighty, mighty.
She's mighty, mighty, yes. Hi, there's Mighty, Mighty Jay. I'm Doug. This is the Good Day program. The story of this woman from Spain who lived in a cage. A cage, good Doug. Lived in a maybe somebody who's lived in a cage. She was in a cave for almost 2 years. Lived alone underground. She didn't want to come out. What kind of weird stuff is this? Beatrice Flamini from Madrid entered a cave in southern Spain in November of 2021
It started as an experiment, and then she just didn't want to come out.
What'd she eat? Where'd the food come from? She read books, I get that. She was painting and knitting and stuff, but what'd she eat?
I wonder if there were things that she had already taken down with her. She was monitored by because it was part of an experiment, she was monitored by psychologists and researchers and all of that. And so they probably supplied a lot of the food.
How do you think you'd fare if you were to do that same thing?
Prior to having my son, I think I would have succeeded. I would have crushed it. 110%, yes. Yeah. Now I don't think I would be able to do it. Unless he can come with me, because I'm obsessed with him and I don't want to get him apart. I'm very codependent in my parenting, Doug.
Listen,
I can't help a parent if I'm not there.
I can see that with my daughter and my son, both of them. They're different people because they have children. And it's not a bad thing or a good thing, because they were wonderful human beings before, if I do say so myself. But this added a dimension, a degree. Something became different after they had a child of their own. And so then they understood how their parents regarded them. And this is the idea. Parenting is supposed to be about loving, caring, sharing, helping, teaching. It's supposed to be demonstration, because they're going to be exactly like you. They grow up in an environment, they mimic, as do other mammalia, the idea of a parent teaching the child. Look at all the mammals around, that is... The mammalia is animals, whether human beings or not, that breastfeed, mm-hmm. and they follow, they instinctively, there's nothing, I have never experienced anything in my life than seeing a calf drop out of a cow on my farm and immediately stand up and go to nurse. Looking around, hitting the side of the mother until they find the teats.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, is it the same with children of humans? Of course it is.
Yeah, they even practice that, the mouth movement while they're still in the womb, while they're still in utero.
Right. Now, isn't that, think again about the amazing realities of life and what we have and how it came about. And it's just, look at anything in nature. It is so amazing. So amazing. Okay, so let's get back to the mundane realities of life here. And what this guy, what did Jennifer say? I was pronouncing the name Texera. No, it's Texera. How does this guy, not that it makes a difference, but the guy who has released this information and created a big storm. Apparently he was obsessed with war and guns in high school, so say some of his friends. It's interesting how now there are people who are his friends, but if you look around and learn anything about this kid, he was pretty much a loner. But now because of the notoriety, I remember that kid from high school.
Yeah.
He was always...
Right? Fame.
Yeah, but a bunch of phonies. So, but anyway, this kid... Now they've got him in captivity, whether it's the government wanting, to make a lesson out of him, don't screw us over. I thought the Snowden stuff, and I've said this many times, was important for us to know. I don't know that I feel that. I'm not sure I feel that way about this. But the leaks do confirm what the Ukrainians have been saying for months. They need more weapons. They need more help. They need more support. And so I ask, where are the weapons? Because they're not being accounted for, at least to a point. Let's have some accountability here. We don't seem to have any. It just is a good day for the military-industrial complex. And then there were those who were saying, maybe they were hiding how well the Russians are doing. That's bull. I was about to say something.
Good. Pause.
If, in fact, the Russians were doing so well, then, as some would advocate that they are, then how come this has been going on? This Ukraine is a small country of 30 million people. The Russians have 230 million people and is a vast country with lots of resources. So if the Russians are doing so well, then why has it taken them well over? It was February of 2022 when they went
well
in there. Come on.
And they said that it would take less than 72 hours.
Forget about it. They don't know what they're doing. So I'm not going for that one, frankly. Here's a big problem in Sudan with the militarists having, and this is again, this is back to the military-industrial complex supplying two sides of internal military factions with weaponry so they can fight with each other. Right?
Yeah.
So now they're,
it's just rival armed forces left and right battling for control.
Yep. More shoot 'em ups, more bombs. Aye, aye, aye. Speaking of bombs, the Boston Marathon bomber. 10 years ago, the running of the race in 3 hours and 17 minutes from now starts. Actually, they have the wheelchair race before. They have the regular race, so they leave, I think, about a half hour earlier, and they roll down that hill in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, and they go through Ashland, and they go into Framingham, and they go into Natick, and they go to Wellesley, and they go to Newton, up Heartbreak Hill, and down Commonwealth Avenue into Boston, into the Prudential Center, 26.3 miles or something, whatever the actual mileage of a marathon is. I don't even know. How'd they come up with that?
It's 26.5 something. It's the first person who ran a specific kind of distance to deliver some kind of message. That was the length of the distance. I believe he dropped
dead Greece?
Immediately upon that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think that was it. Yep, I remember that. Okay, so the tragedy of 2013. The lady I was dating at the time was three blocks away watching the marathon as the explosion took place. She turned around, heard the explosion. She turned around and looked, and a leg, this is like about as horrible as you can get, somebody's leg had blown off, and it landed at her feet, the leg.
Three blocks away.
Blew up and three blocks away. Aye. So there are a lot of those, not those kinds of stories, but here's the story of Mark Fucanari, who was there at the Boston Marathon bombing when the bomb went off, and he lost his leg, but he's running in the race today. There are a few of these. This guy was an athlete, played football and track and hockey when he was in school, and he ran the marathon at 35 years of age. The second bomb was right next to him. It blew out his eardrums, couldn't hear. I'm not even sure he can hear today.
Yeah, immediately severed his leg. He has skin grafts over almost all of his body, including his hands, because his belt, he was on fire when he was trying to take his belt off.
Yeah.
And he's going to ride in the hand pedal one.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, he says he suffers with TBI?
PTSD. I thought it was PTSD, isn't it? Same kind of thing.
Well, he has PTSD, but he's also living with TBIs. So it's really hard for him. It's affected his relationship. He's very sensitive to noises. He gets high anxiety very easily, and his temper, his fuse is very short.
He doesn't have a lot of tolerance. Here's something I don't have a lot of tolerance for, and it's becoming more and more of a problem, something that I have talked about. As a former teacher, I see what is and isn't being done in school, in classrooms, and what children are not being taught. Excuse me. And one of the things becoming increasingly clear when you even get into people who are your age, Jay, and James' age, the way youngsters are being taught. Do you remember how you were taught to read? You remember that at all?
Yes and no. I had, like, prior to elementary school even, we had something called the letter people.
Yeah.
Which helped you. And my mom was really engaged and active in that.
I would think your mother would have read to you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Teaching her how to read. Well, anyway, there's a whole thing now, and I'm not sure what to make of this, because parents are waking up to the fact that children are not really being taught a lot in school. We're back to this being taught what to think instead of how to think. The basics, the fundamentals. And I don't want to sound like some old F-A-R-T, but I think the basics are the basics. It doesn't mean it's how old you are. You need to learn how to read. You need how to speak eloquently and enunciate. You need to understand what mathematical equations are about so you can do basic math and balance your checkbook, and never mind having a device or somebody figure it out for you.
Mm-hmm. Find easy percentages.
Your brain gets lazy if you don't. And this is where, coupling this with the artificial intelligence conversations that are becoming more and more a part of the maelstrom of, hello, what's going on in our world, and who's doing your thinking? You, are you doing your thinking, or is somebody doing your thinking for you? A lot of that social media stuff, you know, is all about somebody telling you what to think.
Well, and look how often we discuss this a lot. We're on Facebook, especially. I feel like Facebook is the biggest one for this,
yeah.
Where somebody will see something that another person posted. It's an opinion, and they take it as fact, and then they
yep.
share it without doing their own research, without formulating their own thoughts. And a lot of times you even see this with fake news sources like The Onion, which is known to be fake news, but people forget, and they run with it, and they're like, they're like, oh, this is fact, this is true, and they start sharing it, and then it gets shared and shared and shared. And again, nobody is actually questioning anything. Nobody is doing their own research. It is no longer the how to think. It's just what to think. And people are too lazy to even do that anymore. It's like, well, I like your thoughts. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's no inspiration there. Did you know, speaking of the fact file, 44% of single adults doubt they ever will meet the one that will make their life complete. I think that's pretty interesting. 40,
yeah.
That's pretty damning, actually. It's a societal norms, etc. 44% of single adults doubt they'll ever meet the one. I hope that's not the case. 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Love is a battlefield. Ain't that the truth? All right, 53. That sounds rather cynical to me, doesn't it? 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. It's time for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here to go through what happened to the box office over the weekend and also explain why we were just listening to Love is a Battlefield, Chucker.
Today is Jennifer Garner's birthday. She's 51 years old. That song was used in a movie called 13. Going on 30 from 2004, which I'm a big fan of. So Jennifer Garner turns.
I'm just a big fan of whatever she's in.
Can I just say one thing? I remember watching that movie in the theater, 13 Going on 30, in 2004. And when I was watching it, I said to myself, even though Jennifer Garner was somewhat established, I said to myself, this is her breakout hit. This is going to make her into the next Julia Roberts. And there was no other Julia Roberts because she really was just had an attraction to the general audiences that very few had in this generation. But yeah. I do like Jennifer Garner. And then I said the same thing when I started watching early work of Rachel McAdams. I said, this is the next Jennifer Garner. Well, and then she's had a terrific career, no doubt.
I said that about Amy Adams. Adams is somebody that...
Very few have been the household name. I always said the barometer of what is ultimate fame. If you showed Julia Roberts' picture to 10 people, I'd say 9 people would know, would say that's Julia Roberts. If you showed Rachel McAdams' picture to 10 people, I would say, I don't know, 4 or 5 maybe. Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner would be up there, though, in terms of they would know face with the name. That's a rare question. So many actors and actresses are celebrities. Not everybody can identify face with name with face, but Julia Roberts is almost a 10 out of 10 with that.
Right. Yeah. Will Smith is reuniting with Martin Lawrence on the set of Bad Boys 4. What do we think is going to come from that, Chucker?
It's going to be a huge barometer film for his career. I mean, he's got two big projects lined up, Will Smith. Bad Boys 4, which is going into production. And then they're going to bounce reportedly into I Am Legend 2, which will co-star with Michael B. Jordan, who's become a huge name in the industry. Mm-hmm. So they're very important in his career. Not that he doesn't have enough money to pay his mortgage, but will he ever get to that point pre-Oscar slap? I mean, that is, I know, listen, unless you kill people or do horrible things to children, I think most things should be redeemable. Having said that, that was so damaging to Smith's career that it's going to be interesting to see how
what do you
goes.
What do you get out of the box office totals from the weekend? Any surprises?
No, it was Super Mario Brothers, $87 million in weekend number two with a big opening. 40% drop. That's a great hold. $347 million, 10 days. So I think it's $680 million worldwide in 10 days of release. This is a big hit. The Pope's Exorcist with Russell Crowe, an okay $9.2 million in his first frame of release. John Wick 4, a little over, I think, what is this, $7 million. $160 million 4 weeks. That's a good number. Renfield, Nick Cage, Nicholas Holt, 7.7 in its opening weekend. Just so-so. And Air round out the top five. That did 7.7. $33 million in 2 weeks of release. Two smaller films, a movie called Suzanne and Mafia Mama did a little over $2 million a piece. One big movie story that was hit the internet yesterday, Martin Scorsese's new movie, Doug, which opens in October, Flower Moon, which is sort of a Western with DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, clocked in at 3 hours and 54 minutes. Now, it's also, eventually it's going to be a big movie on Apple Plus. So, like, who am I to tell Scorsese what to do? But either you make a movie, which is not 4 hours. Movies are not 4 hours. They're just not. Or you make a miniseries and you play it on Apple. I don't think you could have it both ways, though.
Well, I don't know.
Would you sit in a movie theater? Listen,
yes, I would. Good.
How many people are going to sit in a movie theater and watch a movie 4 hours?
I would like it. The Regal movie chain is going to reopen the Arclight Movie Theater in Pasadena, California. I hope they open up the one that's in Hollywood. There are about 14 of them around, and they were just in L.A. They were fabulous. Fabulous.
I agree with you.
Fabulous. So maybe there's enough there to get the Regal. There's a Regal in a town next to me that has been closed for quite a long time and never reopened it. I don't know why they didn't, but they haven't.
I wonder the exact count of how many movie theaters went defunct after the COVID.
Right, and have not reopened.
Right,
all the Arclight theaters did not reopen, but now there's, as I say, there's a move. Pasadena is a great place to open one of those towns, and has lots of interest in what's going on in the business, if you will.
Very good.
So, anyway, that's the deal from Chucker Movie Moments on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug, 59 past the hour.
What?
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.